Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Friday. Happy Red Friday. Chiefs play on Sunday at 3:25, which is a delightful time to have a Chiefs game. Love that. Who is it this weekend? Buffalo?
No, we played Buffalo 2 weeks ago.
I don't keep track.
The Broncos. It's a B game. It's
Buffalo,
a
B Broncos, whatever.
The Broncos, who are overrated and have a garbage quarterback and a good defense and a fan base that really needs to be put in their place. So
let's do
really
that then.
Forward. Really looking forward to that game.
How are we feeling? As in the team, our team. How are we?
Simmons looks. I mean, he's back. He's practicing. That was obviously a huge discussion over the last month. Left tackle just kind of disappeared, and he's now back with the team. It's funny because people are like, I don't know if he's going to play or not. He's been practicing all week. Like, if a player is practicing, they're going to play. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So I think he's going to play. I'm 90% sure he is. Pacheco probably isn't. But as far as, like, how I think it's going to be a close game as far as the score is concerned because their defense is really good, but their offense is so bad. I think it's going to be one of these games where we win by, I don't know, two touchdowns, but
great,
we only score 21 points.
Okay.
So it'll be fun.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just glad that we have a game on Sunday and that it's in the middle of the afternoon.
It feels weird them not playing. The bye week always feels
weird. It's been a long time.
So much time is spent obsessing over the team. Mm-hmm. And then when they're not playing, it's like, what am I supposed to do now? Pay attention to the other teams? They suck.
Which I'm not doing.
I got enough going on. Yeah.
No way.
I had to watch the Jets and the Patriots last night. God.
No way. So that'll be fun to have this weekend. Coming up a little bit later, I want to talk about, if you were listening to Kansas City's Morning News with Wink and Amy just before they closed out the show, Wink told the story of he bought a house not that long ago and, like myself, he does not rake his leaves. I know there are varying opinions about
either.
That. Huh?
I don't either. I don't either.
Your kids don't? They don't?
I mean, I could send him out to do it. I just have him go over it with the lawnmower.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Mulch him up. I don't care.
I also don't care. Last year, I cared in April when they were doing leaf pickup, and then I felt like I had to do something about it. But this year, I said, you know, it's more fun when I play catch with the dogs. It makes the tennis ball harder to find. Like, it's more of a challenge, so that's my story and I'm sticking with it. His neighbor, however, who apparently is meticulous about taking care of his yard, blows Wink's leaves back into his yard. And I am amused by that. And I want to talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah.
If you've ever done as a neighbor.
I'm not sure who the jerk is there.
Yeah. We'll talk about who, is it your fault because you didn't rake your leaves, or is it the other guy's fault because
Also, if you don't rake your leaves, what do you care that your neighbor's blowing them back into your yard?
That's a good point also. Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that here coming up a little bit later. But there's a lot going on locally today. Did you hear we're having the World Cup? next year?
I've heard tell of it.
Yes.
And I am the rare person who couldn't care less.
I care. I
mean, I'm happy for the city. I couldn't care less about soccer.
But I'm excited about it. I maybe because I was here for this announcement and like it's just been such a ways coming here in the run up. But there's been a lot of talk about Airbnb and about Vrbo and about in part because we just great that we got the World Cup. We just don't have enough hotel rooms, you know, to house everybody. And so it's a really great opportunity for people like I've thought about it for people that if you can move out of your house or you just want to rent a room in your house, it's a really great opportunity to make some money on Airbnb. And so Prairie Village, it's been interesting to watch cities because around here, because Prairie Village said, we don't care. We don't want any Airbnbs in Prairie Village. And so they passed a minimum 30 days that you got to book it, which I guess if you were kind of going to come and stay for the entire World Cup, you would stay for 30 days. I don't think most people are doing that. Yesterday, the Neighborhoods Committee of the Kansas City, Missouri City Council forwarded an ordinance that would allow applicants to register dwellings as short-term rentals like an Airbnb or VRBO for a limited amount of time during a major event in the city. It's a temporary designation. The city would publicize it. It could last up to 90 days. And what's key about this is, and I can see why they're doing it, is the fee to have a short-term rental during a major event would be $50. Normally, per year, it's $200. Mm. Here's the thing. Hotels have to pay permit fees. This is trying to get Airbnbs a little bit more on the level with hotels that have to pay business licenses and that kind of stuff that Airbnbs don't have to pay. So is $50 fair if you're just going to register it just for the World Cup? Or
I mean, $50 is nothing.
I feel like it's nothing. I
mean, it's nothing. Yeah. If you are renting it out, you can just roll that into the cost of renting it.
Yeah, and you're going to make so much if it's during a major event.
Yeah,
that this is not a big deal.
Even if it was $50 a day, you would just roll that into it. And yeah, I mean, I don't really understand the thinking here because in Kansas City, you know, we're cracking down on Airbnbs and they cause problems in neighborhoods. It's not fair. It's causing
neighbors get upset.
Shortage. Neighbors get upset unless there's a big event that we don't have the infrastructure for and we need some quick cash, in which case, welcome back, party houses. It's cool. We missed you. And the message to neighborhoods is basically your quality of life matters, but not as much as a 90-day revenue window. So, you know.
It's the same. Let's do math for a second. 90 days is $50 per 90 days not almost the same thing as $200 a year? Give or take?
More or less.
Right.
I'm not doing the math.
Yeah. I mean, it's 3 months. So 3 months times 4 is 12 months, and that would be $200.
Yeah, that adds up.
If I were them, and maybe I should shut up about it, there are some people who are only going to open up their Airbnb during the World Cup because they don't want to deal with it the rest of the time. Charge more. Charge $200 for the 3 months.
Charge $1,000.
You know?
Charge $2,000. Make it so that anybody who does this is going to need to make a profit. So that you discourage people who are just kind of thinking about it and, I don't know, dipping their toe into it from doing it.
And they're serious about it and they make their house nice.
Right.
And they
people who are going to take it seriously.
Yeah, respond to noise complaints and don't. Because there are some people that I guarantee you are going to open up their houses in Airbnb. World Cup goes for 40 days, something like that. I'm give or take a day or two. And they're just going to get out of town. They work remotely. They're just going to go somewhere else, stay with family or something, and they're just not going to be here during the course of the World Cup. And they're going to make a fortune off their home being an Airbnb. This forces some accountability. That fee forces them to maybe chat with their neighbors a little bit and maybe be a little more judicious about how many people you allow to be in your house at one time.
I'm not impugning the integrity of soccer hooligans, but do you think somebody who's visiting from England, Ireland, or
We don't know Germany, yet. We'll find out soon.
Scotland, Sweden, wherever. South America, Africa, Saudi Arabia. I don't know, whatever. Do you think they really care about your house in America? Like, do you think... I'm not trying to... This sounds xenophobic, and I get that. But I also feel like the more distance there is between you and the Airbnb in which you're staying, the less likely you are to care what happens to that place. And I don't know. I would worry that about the damage, especially a long-term Airbnb rental is going to incur.
Yeah. And so I follow, because I have some interest in this. I've stayed in a lot of Airbnbs, and I still, like when I travel, I still look at them. And then somehow YouTube thinks that I want to open an Airbnb in my house. So I end up following several accounts of Airbnb owners that do a lot of content about, like, they're cleaning their Airbnb and here's how they left it and here's what they left in the fridge and all that kind of stuff. And they get very realistic about how much money they make. And here's what you don't realize about how much time it takes to clean it up. The vast majority of people that pay for an Airbnb are good and leave it, you know, they don't make the beds and maybe they don't take the garbage out. But the vast majority of people that stay in Airbnbs are kind to the property, especially if you don't have an Airbnb that allows 10 or 15 people in it. I mean, the more people that you have in it, the more potential there is that something's going to go wrong. Don't have a hot tub in your Airbnb. That's what I've learned from all of those. Mm. If you have a hot tub, so many things can go wrong.
Don't let them use
your hot tub.
It's a sex cauldron is what that is.
It's a little germ factory in there. Yeah, it's bad.
It's chicken noodle staph infection.
And it's mechanical things that can go wrong. And it's a good amenity. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. But in June, don't worry about having your hot tub open. So they're expecting 650,000 people into Kansas City during the World Cup. Again, I can't remember what day it is in early December. It's in the first week of December that they're going to announce which teams we're going to have here. And that's going to make a huge difference in terms of how many people we're going to have. But when we applied, when we went through the process to get the World Cup, we had to show that there were at least 55,000 hotel rooms available within a 2.5 hour radius. Colombia, I mean, counts. Manhattan is within 2.5 hours, so Manhattan counts. I mean, it'll be really interesting to see how far away people end up staying to drive in for the, and then drive back. Like, that's...
Yeah. You know what? Actually, it is interesting because I've talked to people from other countries about America, and they think in European terms. They think, oh, like, it's like England to France. Like, it's just across the canal. Like, they think we could just drive
to
New York.
We're so massive
like they
compared
think
to what
that
they're
we
used
could
to.
Just drive to New York City if we wanted. And you can, but it'll take you 2 days.
Right.
You know, they think, like, you could go from here to Los Angeles on, like, a day trip. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't get that, how huge and how massive it is. And that's actually a great question. Like, if people are coming here, are they going to be staying, like, all the way up in Omaha? That's only... And even if they look at it, it's like, oh, it's a 30-minute drive, but you can drive. I mean, they have highways, right? Except for, yeah, we do, but they'll be crowded as hell.
Boy,
I don't know.
That's interesting. Is Des Moines within 2.5 hours? It's close. Mm. And Omaha is closely within 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But for sure, Columbia falls in that mix. Yeah, what you said is really interesting, too, because that comes up a lot, like, on threads, because I'm in so many travel threads of people asking, like, hey, I'm going to come to the United States for the first time, and my itinerary for 1 week is New York and Chicago, and I'm going to go to Niagara Falls, and I'm going to take a ride down to Disneyland. How does that seem for an itinerary? Like, they have no concept of how massive this country is.
And I don't think we do either. Like, I one time drove to Key
West.
Oh, I've
driven a lot of it. Yeah, me too. I drove to Key West from here.
And you...
26
you drive
hours
from here to Key West. Basically half of that drive is from here to Florida.
Yeah.
And then the rest is from the top of Florida to Key West. And you don't realize that. You're just like, okay, well, when I get to Florida, then we're almost done. Nope. You still got like 8 more hours.
4 hours of it is just the Keys because that's a gorgeous drive. Everybody should do it, but it takes 4 hours just to get through the Florida Keys. Yes, Quentin. Yeah.
Des Moines to a generic entry of Des Moines, Iowa to Kansas City. So wherever Google says
downtown.
Kansas City is two hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, so that didn't count. Okay.
No. I do have sort of a personal experience of this. Is I went to, me and my family went to Omaha, and it was during the College Baseball World Series, and I was not paying College Baseball World Series hotel prices, so we stayed outside of Lincoln.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that was, so it wasn't.
Lincoln's a great town.
Yeah, it wasn't like that far of a drive, but it was something that we made the conscious decision of, we're not staying in Omaha, so we stayed outside the city.
How far is Lincoln to Omaha?
I want to say it was like
an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, it was like 45 minutes an hour.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a decision as an American, and I wasn't even driving. My parents were driving, but it was a decision that we made where it's like, we're okay with this drive. And that wasn't even like a thought we had where it's like, oh, that's too far.
Well, you just got to think about, I mean, that it doesn't seem that far. And the farther away you get from Kansas City, the cheaper those hotel rooms are going to get. Just remember, if you're drinking and partying here, you have to get back somehow.
Well, and isn't Lawrence is like one of the cities where there's a team going to be there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Cause
they have the soccer facility there that they call it training.
Yeah.
But they can practice.
Have a couple of really good texts on this. First one from 2192 says, I'm fine with the carve out. Hotels are already price gouging for the World Cup. Why don't we let regular people make some money too for once?
They can. I mean, they can. There's not, Airbnb doesn't tell you what you have to price your property.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether you can, if you can sell it. I mean, if you can get it rented for that, go for it.
And then the other text I agree with a lot is, can we at least admit that this will push rents higher? Landlords will look at that 90-day window and then bake it into what they charge the rest of the year.
Rents? As in?
Well, I think what they're saying is, look, I could rent this place out, but you're here, so I'm going to charge a little bit more because you're here for the World Cup. I could also see landlords, and I've not, thank God, experienced this as a renter, but I could see landlords saying, we're only doing a six-month lease.
So that we can rent it out for the World Cup.
So we can rent it out for the World Cup.
That I could see happening.
Yeah.
I don't think rent's going to go up during that time. I don't think it's...
I don't think you could charge month by month, but I could see landlords right now thinking, why do I need to rent this out? Again, hopefully they're not listening. Hopefully they're not putting it. I've already signed my lease for the year anyway. But I could see like my landlord, very nice people. But if they wanted to make more money, they could say, why should we worry about somebody being in that house for a year? Mm-hmm. When if we rent it out for that 90-day window for just 30 days, we could probably make what we're charging them for the entire year in that 30 days.
Here's the only reason for landlords not to do it. And I say this as somebody that rented out the house that I grew up in for quite a while, is that a really good renter is someone you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
If you have a good renter, because really good renters are hard to find. And in fact, landlords, I get it. Like landlords can just kick you out, whatever, if you're not a good renter, but having to go through civil court and everything and just having to deal with fixing damage and everything. If you have a really good renter in that space, hold on to it. Because you don't want to go through that process again.
That's a really good point. My parents rented out houses a couple times, and it was always a disaster.
Yeah, it's always... Scott Parks has talked about it a lot, too, from renting out, from being a landlord. It's a nightmare a lot of the time.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of problems with your neighbors, what happens if somebody's blowing leaves over into your yard? But what if they're your leaves?
I know, it's so funny.
Talk about more Nebraska problems coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thank you, Wink Starrett from Kansas City's Morning News, for this next little debate here. If you didn't hear the last few minutes of the morning show today, Wink told this story. He bought a house, I don't know when, not that long ago, but he's going through kind of his first fall leaf extravaganza, whatever it is. And so I don't know what it's like where he lives, but where I live, the city will come and pick up your leaves twice a year. We don't have one of those cities where you can just blow them into the street and then they'll come and vacuum them up. You have to bag them up. If you don't do it in October, then you got to do it in April. And I decided I'm not going to rake them. I'm going to wait until April. Let's just procrastinate about it. He's also not raking his leaves. I don't know what his reason is, but I get it. And so he was telling the story this morning about how his neighbor, who apparently takes meticulous care of his own yard, didn't like that the leaves from Wink's yard went into this neighbor's yard and blew the leaves back into Wink's yard where they belonged. We should have gotten Wink on here to let him defend himself here. Maybe we give him a buzz there, Quentin, and see if he wants to. Yeah, who's the bigger?
I don't think either one's. Honestly, I'm more than fine with usually going both people suck here, but sure. I love Will. I mean, Wink. I love him, so I don't want to say it's his fault. I will say I don't think either person is at fault here. I think that. If you don't rake your leaves, why would you be upset about somebody blowing them back into your yard?
Yeah.
And if you're somebody who's blowing leaves around anyway, what do you care? Like, just blow them back into the other person's yard.
It feels petty to me that would blow them back over into his yard. Like, leaves blow around sometimes.
Well, not that I would ever do this. But if I had a gender reveal party in my backyard,
and
we blew up a balloon filled with pink confetti, and some of that pink confetti went into my neighbor's yard, would it be petty of them to pick it up and throw it back into my yard?
Yes.
I don't think so. No, I think it's worse that you're the one littering and throw it and your stuff is getting into their yard. Here's my question, though. How does this person know that the leaves are from Starrett's tree?
It's possible that maybe it's a tree that has certain color leaves, or like you could probably tell in my neighborhood between those of us that have yards that back up to each other which leaves are which. Like, I have the big maple tree. The people behind me have the tree with the really pretty red leaves. Like, you could probably tell whose leaves are what. But leaves blow around. It just happens that leaves just blow. And so
yeah, I don't see getting upset about. I mean, but then again, I don't care whether I you know, I don't, I just have Henry go over with the lawnmower sometime in mid-November and then we're done. Like, I don't care. When I lived in Boston, that was kind of the thing. Everybody did that. There wasn't one family or house in my entire block that raked their leaves. Every single person just did that. Whatever, there's a name for it too.
Yeah.
But it's basically, let's just be honest, it's laziness.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. It's laziness. You just let the leaves sit there because you don't care about raking them up.
I don't.
And it's actually supposed to be good for the lawn to not do it too.
Here's a term that I learned for the first time yesterday about, because I am doing it out of laziness and I have a massive backyard and I have a very big old maple tree and it will take me hours and hours and hours to because you're either going to rake them and bag them or you are going to mow them and mulch them. And then you're going to have to empty the bag on the back of your mower and put that in a bag. So either way, it doesn't matter. It's going to take forever. What I learned, I thought it was good for your yard. I thought leaving the leaves on the grass, like, protects your grass from the elements during the winter. I learned a new term yesterday that is not good for your lawn when you leave the leaves down, and it's called snow mold. That's what can happen to your grass, is it gets snow mold. And apparently the snow falls and then it doesn't melt right away and it makes your grass moldy from the snow. And that's apparently something we don't want.
That sounds like something made up by HOAs. I don't believe that.
Well, I don't have an HOA, so let's see. Snow mold is, it's an actual thing. Type of fungus and turf disease that damages or kills grass after snow melts, typically in late winter. How do I treat it? Let's see.
Yeah.
Fungicide treatments will not be effective. You have to rake the leaves. That's ultimately what you have to do.
In both cases, the resulting... it's funny that all my information on this is coming from places like Scott's Lawn Care.
Yeah, and, I'm sure they.
Yeah. Apparently it's also bad for allergies or something.
I don't have allergies, so I don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, other people might.
Remember yesterday how I didn't really care about anybody else?
Yeah
whatever.
You're really leaning into this. everyone else can burn. I don't care.
Yeah. But my leaves fall in my neighbor's yard, and he doesn't blow them back into mine. And their yard looks great.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say this, as far as leaves are concerned, they're called leaves, not bundles. They're called leaves, not moves. Leave them. They're fine. We live for God knows how long without thinking that this was a priority.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a very American thing. Like, only Americans care about their yards and lawns like this.
Well,
yes.
A lot of other countries, like, especially if you go to Europe, they have very small. They don't care about lawns. They don't have the yards that we have.
It's a prestige thing that we've really leaned into here.
Yeah.
And I've said this before. If that's your thing, great. If that's your hobby, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sounding sarcastic, I'm not meaning to. I think it's great. My neighbor, Phil, really takes great care of his lawn, makes a big deal about decorating his house. He does a fantastic job. That's his thing. He loves doing it. He has not once said to me, like, hey, I really wish you'd make your lawn look... I think, if anything, he probably likes the fact that my lawn looks like crap because it makes his lawn look better.
Well, and I'm the middle person in between. I'm in between the neighbors that I really like and really get along with, and they are meticulous about your yard. But on the other side of me is the yard owned by the person that I've called the city on twice. Because she has the jungle, also known as the snake sanctuary. And that has not been eliminated. And so I think I should blow my leaves into her yard. I think that's what I should do. Although it won't work. They'll just blow up against the fence.
I will say, though, however, if you don't at least go over there with the mower, that's negligent. Like, you should at least
mow your yard.
You just mow your yard.
Yeah,
just
I do
once
that.
In November. Just mulch them up good. And that's it. That's all you need to do. I'll be honest with you, though. We need to get out.
And we
I
have
do
calls
miss,
lined up.
913-586-7798. We'll take your calls, and we have some texts on it, too. I do miss a little bit the smell of burning leaves in the fall. It's not healthy, but it is like a nostalgic scent to me.
Are you allowed to burn them?
Some people burning them around here, just not very often. I wonder if that's a candle. Can Yankee Candle make that one?
I'm sure there are many candles that smell like burning leaves. Yes.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is getting cool. Most of the leaves in my backyard are gone. They cover the backyard. It's beautiful. It's this gorgeous light color. The sun hits it. It's great. I'm not dealing with it until like the spring at some point. But Wink Starrett from our morning show was telling the story about how he also is not dealing with his leaves. We tried to call him. It went to voicemail. You said he had an actual voicemail that was set up and everything that you could leave messages. Wow. Okay. I don't have that. And so he said that his neighbor did not take kindly to the fact that Wink's leaves were going into his neighbor's yard. And so his neighbor put them back where they belong, into Wink's yard. Is that petty? Would you do it? Are you doing it? 913-586-7798.
Yeah. Again, I don't know why either side would actually be upset about this. Like, I don't think
Wink's upset about it. I think he just noticed it.
Yeah.
And mentioned
weird.
It.
Like, I think it's one of the, that's just a weird thing to do.
It is. It's a weird thing to care about.
Why would you care? Right. Why would you care who the leaves belong to?
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Jim's been hanging on in Shawnee. Hey, Jim.
Hi. I hope I don't call too much. But I have a lawn service and I've been mulching leaves for years and years. And finally, the environmentalists came out and said it's better, so I didn't have to catch them anymore. So thank you to them. But mm-hmm. You don't have to bag it when you're mulching. Just leave it, shoot out on the ground. If you chop it up a little, then it won't blow anymore either. Right. But it does kill the grass. Any more than laying a piece of cardboard in your yard for 2 weeks and you go out and you pick the cardboard up, it's dead underneath it.
Okay, so I thought it was good for your grass because it protects your grass from the elements.
If you mulch it up, it's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not good to let it lay on there like that.
But all I have to do is mow it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just mow it.
I can do that once. Yeah. That's fine.
And that will keep it from shots. And don't wait till April, because that's, by then it's too late for it's already done damage. But the other thing is that, and I'm not picking on you, Jamie, but you say your threshold, the neighbor next door, their threshold of tolerance is, they've reached it for you. Well, the other person's threshold is just lower.
Well, keep in mind, the neighbor, when I say threshold, I mean like their tree fell into my yard. Like their back, they didn't mow their backyard for 6 months. I mean, it went as high as my waist.
It's not even their problem if it falls in your yard if it's natural, unless it was dead. If it happens in a storm, they don't even have to clean that up.
I know. I had to do it. Look who had firewood for all fall.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I was going to mention is, if you've ever had animosity with a neighbor, it is not worth it. No matter what, it is not worth it to drive by them every single day and know that there's a problem. Clean up your yard. Make it look decent. Don't have to make it look like your neighbor's it's spotless, but at least put out some effort. When you don't put out, like you say, I'm not going to mow it until April. I can see where the neighbor would say, well, you know, every time a wind blows really hard, it all comes over to me. It's just, you don't want the animosity with a neighbor. It's horrible to do that. Live like that.
You're right, 100% right, Jim. I will say having good, and Jamie, you know this.
Yeah.
Having good neighbors is amazing.
It's like, makes it the difference.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And people should go out of their way to meet their neighbors and talk to their neighbors. It makes you feel like, it makes your home seem more like a home, right?
Yes.
Because that's your neighborhood now. It's not just a place where you have a house that you live in. It's a community. It's tough though, because sometimes there's animosity between you and you didn't even ask for. I think that's what's going on with Sterrett, is that he didn't do this.
Right. He just decided not to rake his leaves.
He just didn't rake his leaves. And by the way, it's still maybe I'll ask this. When should you have done this? Should he have done it already? I mean, it's
I should have done
November.
Mine before the city's leaf pickup. But my leaves had not all fallen yet.
I didn't know if there was a timeline on this, because Henry hasn't mowed the grass yet, but we always wait until about the middle of November.
I'd wait until all the leaves are down.
Yeah, that's exactly
so
right.
So we're not doing
so
it twice.
Keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah. And my maple tree, because it just didn't get cold enough, my leaves aren't all the way down yet. There's no point in me doing it yet, because they're all still going
to
come down.
Where we used to live, there was this giant woods that was going uphill behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with trees. So our lawn would just be caked with leaves. Like here, fortunately, we only have a couple. But I don't know. As far as the neighbors thing is concerned, I've had I didn't even mean to have animosity with some of my neighbors back in the day. They just...
Well, you've got the one that doesn't like the kids. That's bad enough.
I had the one that didn't like. She does not. I do not live near her anymore.
Oh, I thought that was near the elementary school that put the sprinklers
on.
Oh,
that one. Yeah, well, that's... I wouldn't call that a neighbor. That's just somebody who lives like... That person lives like two blocks from
me.
I used to have a neighbor who I shared a wall with that was a nightmare. But but it wasn't even my fault. Like, she was just a psycho.
All right, 913-586-7798. Let's go to Ashley and Casey. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. This is just part of living in a neighborhood, in my opinion. This is how neighbor wars start, if you're that petty about it. To me, once they fall off that tree, they are not my trees. They're not my leaves. They are not your leaves. They are God's leaves. So, don't blow them back. If you're that picky about your yard, then just pick them up and let's be done with it. It was petty of the neighbor to blow them back on Wink's yard, and he's lucky that Wink is such a good guy, because this could really turn into something bad. And with as crazy as people are nowadays, somebody could be knocking on your door going, you blew those leaves back on my yard. They're your leaves. No, they're your leaves. Blah, blah, blah. It's just, to me, it's not worth it at all. If you are that picky, you know, you can even make a great neighborhood day out of it. Everybody gets all their leaves together in one or two yards, and everybody go jumps in huge, giant leaf piles, and then we all pick them up together. You know?
Yeah.
There are ways that this can be worked out without it being petty. So it to me is a real first world problem. And yeah, it is petty to blow them back on your neighbor's yard like that. And Wink's neighbor's a jerk for doing it.
We'll make sure he knows. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Let's see. We'll keep going. Kevin's in Lenexa. Kevin, what do you do exactly?
Well, what do I do?
You said you, my screen says I do this. What part of this do you do?
I did this one time. We moved into our house 30 years ago this fall. And we live at the end of a cul-de-sac. We face north. So we get everybody's leaves. You know what I mean? We get the cul-de-sac across the street's leaves. But we moved in. This old guy lived down the street. And he was blowing all of his leaves from his backyard and his front yard. He blew them into the street. So, and he had millions of leaves. So they blew into my yard. And I bagged them all up and went and dumped them back in his yard.
You bagged them up and dumped them in his yard.
Yeah, about 15 bags of leaves.
That's commitment.
Slipped the bags open and put them right back in his yard. And, you know, we ended up being great friends. You know, I helped a guy out several times. But one day, me and another neighbor were sitting there having a pop. And he goes, you know, when you bought your house, you knew where you lived. You knew where you faced. You knew what was going to happen. So you should just not worry about it. And I like, yeah, but he blew him into the street, man. You know, he knew exactly what he was doing. So we got over it. But, yeah, sometimes you got to kind of teach him a little lesson that, you know, you don't blow him in the street.
Right.
You know, he could have mowed him or had me mow him and mulch him. So.
Just unconscionable.
Oh, well.
It's, yeah, Midwest you know, sins there.
It works both ways.
Yeah.
All right. So
thanks, Kevin.
Coming up, I found a story because I was like, I wonder how far this could escalate.
Oh, I bet it.
How bad could this get?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get back, I have a story about how bad this can get between neighbors. And it involves San Francisco.
Really?
So who knows not where it is.
Tiny you yards just, there. That's not where
yeah,
I would imagine.
You can just imagine how weird it's going to get. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
This is time of year. We have to deal with a lot of our leaves falling. And what are we going to do with them? Are you just going to leave them? What's going to happen to your yard if you don't do anything with them? Does it escalate? What happens? And we found like the worst case scenario of this.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, it doesn't shock me that it would have gotten to this point. But there's a story from San Francisco. And it's, I guess the seasons are weird there.
Yeah.
Because this is from April. But neighbors in a South San Francisco community said a deadly police shootout on Monday evening started over a tree dispute, specifically over leaves. Residents said prior to the shooting, there was an argument between neighbors. Police were called to the 300 block of Arroyo Drive after reports of a man armed with a gun. When they arrived, a six-year-old man started firing at them, according to police. They returned fire, killing the man. It started over a dispute between the neighbors over leaves getting into one neighbor's yard.
Wow.
So,
okay.
It's a cautionary tale, I guess, to stay out of San Francisco. Also,
yeah, sure.
To, I guess, let things go. You don't need to care that much about your leaves being in somebody else's yard or somebody else's leaves being in your yard. If you're out there raking them anyway, why do you take it so personally,
yeah,
that somebody else's leaves are in your yard?
That's what I would say. If you are the one that cares about your yard being so meticulously cleaned up, and I don't, and my leaves go into your yard, because I don't care, then you just go ahead and clean them up then and put them in the bags with the other stuff.
Just tuck it away into your moral superiority vault and go, I'm better than that person,
mm-hmm,
and I have to clean up their leaves. It's not like they're asking you to watch their kids. It's not like their car broke down in your yard and they left it there. They're leaves.
Do you know I can see this escalating too, and we don't have enough time to get into this, but I'm sure we'll be talking about this in the winter, is if somebody has a snowblower and they're blowing their snow into your yard, you mm-hmm know, or they're working on the sidewalk or something, and they're blocking your car in because of where they're putting the displaced snow from their driveway. I think we'll be talking about this again. Yeah,
probably.
Because somebody's going to get mad that your snow is now blocking my yard or my driveway.
You know what I find, by the way, way more annoying than somebody's leaves blowing into my yard? Somebody out there with a leaf blower at 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's the worst sound that exists ever in the history of man.
The gas-powered leaf mower at 6 or 7
those
o'clock
are loud
in the morning, you should be in jail.
Mine is battery-powered, so it's not as bad, but
And it's the kind of, we talked about this with the neighbor with the sprinkler that he was blocking the sidewalk so children had to walk into the street. It's the kind of sociopathy that is indicative of a serial killer. I don't think that you're necessarily a serial killer because you're using your leaf blower at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that a serial killer would be okay with that.
Like, it's one of those things we'd look back at and say, yeah, that tracks.
You know, he was a good neighbor. Yeah, he was out.
Mm-hmm.
He did wake me up at least 3 times a week with that damn leaf blower. But other than that, perfectly nice guy. And I mean, maybe the, now that I think about it, maybe the leaf blowers were just to drown out the screams.
God. Jeez.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
We are going to be talking about Steamboat Arabia.
Oh, boy.
It's closing. Not until a year from now. But why? The lease was expiring. The city's not going to support them? Not going to keep them propped up? It's kind of important, I think. But talk about it next at midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.